Hi, I'm Dr. Kenneth Dominguez, a medical epidemiologist with the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Many clinicians in the United States provide primary care services to patients of Hispanic ethnicity. It's important for these clinicians and all healthcare providers to know there is a disproportionate burden of HIV among Hispanic and Latino patients as they play a key role in preventing and combating this disease. Based on the most recent CDC data, Hispanics and Latinos accounted for 24% of all estimated new diagnoses of HIV in the United States in 2015, despite representing about 17% of the total population. Gay, bisexual, and other Hispanic Latino men who have sex with men are particularly affected. They accounted for more than 8 in 10 of estimated HIV diagnoses among Hispanic and Latino men in 2015. If these rates continue, 1 in 4 Hispanic and Latino gay and bisexual men will be diagnosed with HIV in their lifetime. Routine HIV screening is one important way clinicians can help combat this disease. Durable viral suppression makes the risk of HIV transmission extremely low to non-existent. Knowing one's HIV status, getting linked to care, and receiving treatment, if positive, are the first steps towards becoming durably virally suppressed. CDC recommends screening all patients ages 13 to 64 at least once as part of their routine medical care, and screening high-risk patients at least annually. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force Grade A HIV screening recommendation suggests clinicians screen for HIV infection in adolescents and adults aged 15 to 65 years. Healthcare providers can create a clinical standard for HIV testing by implementing routine screening in their practice settings. Instead of waiting for patients to ask for the test, it is critical we advise them that we will screen for HIV per CDC's recommendation, unless they opt out. And while routine HIV screening is a key step in identifying people with HIV, testing doesn't benefit our patients unless we link them to appropriate medical care and services. For those who test positive, starting antiretroviral treatment after diagnosis is essential for improving health outcomes. Unfortunately, only about half of Hispanics and Latinos diagnosed with HIV are currently retained in HIV care. This may be attributed to cultural factors as well as social and structural factors. For example, some Hispanics and Latinos might not seek counseling or treatment because of stigma and discrimination, limited access to health care, and language barriers. CDC and its partners are working to combat some of these barriers through interventions like grant programs and support and technical assistance for health departments and community-based organizations that deliver effective programming for Hispanics and Latinos. Similarly, Hispanics determined to be HIV negative and at high risk for HIV acquisition can be given information on how to prevent infection, such as using condoms, engaging in less risky sex, and taking PrEP, a once-a-day pill that can reduce HIV acquisition by 92% when taken as directed. To learn more about HIV screening recommendations, I encourage you to visit the website for the CDC HIV Screening Standard Care Program, as well as the online American Journal of Medicine HIV Resource Center. Both contain helpful information and resources for primary care clinicians who are interested in incorporating routine screening into their practice. And the AJM Resource Center features Serostatus Matters, a video-based educational program designed to help healthcare providers incorporate routine HIV screening into clinical practice. Together, we can help ensure that all Hispanics and Latinos in the United States know their HIV status.